Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 13, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Simply belly and legs, then it's a dead body. You cannot walk properly. The brain is lost. Therefore they are mad. After so much advancement of civilization, they are exactly like cats and dogs. As soon as you enter some country, dog, what's dog? Oh, oh, why you have come? Where are you going? This is dog's business. This is dog's business. And they have set up immigration. It is a dog's business. What's dog? I say it is what's dog's business. Huh? A first class gentleman is being searched out of pocket, whether you have got revolver. Cannot be trusted. All these educated rogues and thieves. So what is this advice? It is silly, sir. No sober man, no intelligent man, or cats and dogs, thieves, rogues. Is this civilization? It is not civilization.
The question I have, Prabhupada, is that before scientific advancement, many people would listen to, like, scriptural knowledge.
Yeah. That means Shudra, that I already said.
But now they listen more to scientists.
That means Shudras. Shudras are interested to hear from Shudra.
For example, in the Bible, they quote that the world is flat. So therefore, when they found out the world was round, they say, oh, scripture is false.
Yes.
Scientists, they've proven the truth that the world is round, therefore scientists are
That must be. Therefore, the scriptures must be transcendental. Nonsense teach scripture, and people become nonsense. They accept Vedic literature as nonsense scripture, they are not scripture. Manufacture. This Bible was manufactured by this saint, that, according to any imagination. It was not spoken by Lord Jesus Christ. What was spoken by Jesus Christ, that they ignore. Thou shalt not kill. They kill. So nobody is following Christian principle. Neither Bible is perfect. That if you say, you will be shot.
That's what they do now in Vietnam.
Yeah.
For God they are killing.
Huh?
One of the reasons that the Vietnamese war was beginning was because communists being atheists, there's a fight between the theists and the atheists. This was an excuse given.
Yeah. Well, that is quite all right. We also prepared to kill atheists.
But preach first.
Yes.
They don't preach.
That is killing, is also preaching. If I kill your ignorance, that is also killing. That is also killing. Not killing does not mean that everyone has to take the sword.
The new method of warfare.
Yeah, it is always there. By argument, by knowledge,
like what? Hey, Papa, when you're not present with us, how is it possible to receive instructions? For example, in questions that may arise?
Well, the questions and answers are there in my books.
Other than that, for example, that we would ask you in.
Yeah.
Do you direct us also through the heart, besides the Paramatma?
If your heart is pure. Everything depends on theory. What is this? 35 salary now.
The children, I think. The cookies.
How people are kept into ignorance. Life is so valuable. And they are wasting time in that way. Life is valuable. How life should be utilized? What is the object of life? They do not know anything.
Without knowing that the our soul is eternal,
huh?
Without knowing
yes.
that the soul is eternal,
yes.
everybody will be acting like this.
Yes. That is, bodily concept of life means animal life. The animal does not know. Saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Go means cow, and khara means ass. One who is in this. And that bodily concept of life, he is no better than animals. So when the animal talks of knowledge, the intelligent man laughs. That is our food. The animals they are talking of knowledge.
But at least the animals live by certain codes.
Huh?
At least the animals live by certain codes. They do not kill unless necessary. They only eat when necessary.
Yes.
Whereas man, he kills unnecessarily, eats unnecessarily. So, forgetting God, we're even lower than animals.
Yes. Therefore, we suffer also more than the animals. Krishna consciousness movement is not a bogus religious sentimental movement. It is a sadhu movement. So now it is up to you to prove this. Then actually Krishna consciousness.
You're saying that everything in the universe is just happening by chance.
Huh?
Just by chance.
So you are writing a book by chance. So what is the value of your book?
The book is also by chance.
Yeah, so everyone can write chance, so what is your credit? Anything nonsense can be written.
Monod is his name. He got Nobel Prize in 1965 from his friend's man. Geology.
Oh.
And it's chance and necessity about life. You say everything started by chance. So he's saying that by chance these chemicals combined together forming these molecules, the basic molecules.
But where from the molecules came?
So according to him it should be by chance.
Chance. So everything is chance. So what is the necessity of your writing book?
Then necessity arises, so these molecules reorient, change in such a fashion because of necessity.
Why necessity? Everything is by chance, why again necessity? What do you mean? Let the chance take place, why necessity?
He's hoping for another Nobel Prize. By
huh?
a chance.
Huh?
He's hoping for another Nobel Prize by his chance.
All fools' paradise. Yes, Why do they send their children to school? Why not let them go by chance? Is there any excuse if I say, by chance I violated this rule? Is that the cause of excuse?
It's the cause of my ignorance.
That is chance, that is chance. Because I'm ignorant, therefore there is chance.
It would be just as stupid as saying that a car is made by chance.
Huh?
It would just be as stupid as saying a beautiful instrument like a car was made by chance.
That is the most regrettable condition. That these rascals are getting recognition. Talking all foolish, and they are getting recognition.
It's so strange. When I read that book, it defines the difference between living and non-living by a term called teleonomy, T-E-L-E-O-N-O-M-Y. I tried to find out in the dictionary, and I couldn't find any word like that. But I understood that what he meant was...
Hapar Pulas Red.
He invents his own word.
He was trying to present the difference between organic beings and non-organic beings. So he goes such a roundabout fashion just to differentiate.
Petitio Principia. This logic is called Petitio Principia. He has to prove something, but he's taking his premises from that something.